email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Conor Pope is with us, pricewatch@rte.ie. We'll speak to Conor in a moment, but we play a little bit of this first.
I wish you the best for the rest of your life. Felt sorry for you when I looked in your eyes. But I need to confess, I told you a lie. I said you of my life. Did I break your heart? Did I waste your time? I tried to be there for you, then you tried to break mine. It isn't asking for a lot for an apology, for making me feel like I'd kill you if I tried to leave. You said you'd never fall in love again because of me. Then you moved on immediately. But I wish you the best for the rest of your life. Felt sorry for
that in its entirety one of the days. L'amour de ma vie, the love of my life, I think.
Oh, thanks, Ray.
That's Billie Eilish.
Does Jenny know?
Well, there you go, on national radio. Conor Pope, the love of my life. Pricewatch at RTE. So we spoke to you on Friday.
We
were on
yep.
the way to Taylor Swift. Now, I'd say people are sick of hearing about it. But seeing as you were there and you wrote about a lovely piece, and it was enthralling, and was it cult-like? I've heard that description been used.
Yeah, you could use that word, but only because the people were so invested in what was happening on the stage, and everybody in the crowd was so invested in what was happening on the stage. And like one of the things I was thinking, a couple of things I was thinking as I was there, and I was like, as I said in the piece, I wasn't like, I'm not a Swiftie, like I'm not a part of the Taylor Swift army. I was there because of my kids,
yeah.
But. It was just out of this world. I've never seen anything like it. This one individual was able to command this massive stage and this stadium of 50,000 people for more than 3 hours and 20 minutes, all on her own, largely. Now, the dancers there, and the dancers made appearances, and there was like the odd little bit of showbiz. But yeah. Basically, it was her and her songs for 3.5 hours, or 3 hours and 20 minutes. And it didn't flag at any point. Now, I've been to hundreds and hundreds of concerts, and a lot of them you're going there and you're like, you're tapping your foot and you're going, oh, God, play the hits and let's get on with it, you know? And even like one time I remember going to see Paul Weller play in the Olympia, and I would have been really into the Jam as a kid. But like, there was dips in that kind of concert and you're going, oh, play the ones I know and then we can all go home. With this, every single song was greeted by the fans like it was her greatest hit. Everyone knew all the words to everything, and it's impossible not to get swept up in the emotion of all that. And it was full of emotion. And the other thing about it is, and I think people have acknowledged this, it was just probably the kindest place on earth last Friday night, Saturday and Sunday night, because everybody, all these kids were coming up to each other, exchanging the friendship bracelets. And I know that's part of the shtick, and that, like, it's in her song and all that, but like, everybody was fully invested in it. And you don't see that kind of cultural moment often.
You're smitten.
Well, no, it was the experience that I was... And I was smitten by my... Like my children's response to it, and all of the people around me's response to it, because I was kind of almost like the David Attenborough character, looking at it more
as an anthropologist.
But it was just it was a phenomenal experience, and all of the reviews, like from cynics, hardened, battle weary music hacks, all of the reviews were
stellar. A lot of them were seeing it through the eyes of their children, though.
Well, no, I think the music critics who went to review the show were there to review the show. So we, like Ed Power reviewed it 5 stars all the way. Like not a word of criticism. And I think a lot of the critics were the same, because you just can't fault it. The songs were amazing. The atmosphere was great. Everything was phenomenal.
Did she say she'd be back?
I don't see how she could replicate what she did last Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And I don't see how she can follow that up, because like we talked about it on the show last Friday in terms of the amount of dates and the money and all of that stuff. Like, how do you replicate it? Because it wasn't even like she was doing a greatest hits tour, although that's what she was doing.
No, you take a break for a few years and you do it again.
But the other thing that was really interesting was that a lot of the, like maybe I think 5 or 6 of the songs were from the Tortured Poets Society. Brand new album. Everybody knew all the words to them as well.
What age is she? 36, is it?
Well, she was born in 1989, so I think she's 35.
34.
She was born on December the 13th, 1999, which happens to be my youngest daughter's birthday as well.
34, so she's, you know, she could do it in 4 years' time again.
Yeah, and she'll be able to do it with a broken heart and everything.
What do you mean?
It's a song, Ray. It's one of her songs.
I didn't get the, Liam didn't get the reference either. Neither did Louise. Yourself and Niamh.
Myself and Niamh got the reference.
Enough, right, okay. This came at the pricewatch.rte.ie. Dear Connor, I was in Claire's, that's an accessory shop, recently. I was stunned that they charged me 10 cent for a small bag. I know that some shops are charging for big carrier bags, but 10 cent for a small bag seems ridiculous to me, especially when I had spent over €30 on bits and bobs from there. I also went to New Look and bought a €75 jacket and was charged 25 cent for putting into a slightly bigger paper bag. I understand the plastic bag levy, all right, but surely charging for paper is not the same.
Do you know what? We've talked about this on the show before, and I suspect we'll be talking about it on the show in the future, because it's kind of like the toothpaste is out of the tube. And once one retailer started charging for paper bags, and then another retailer started charging for paper bags, and now suddenly they're all at it. So I think the first time we talked about it, Zara and H&M had started charging for the bags. And, you know, they were all dressing it up as an environmental measure because they don't want people to use the paper bags and they prefer people to bring their own. And then you had the likes of Marks and Spencer were charging for these apparently souped up paper bags because they didn't want people to use plastic. And then you had the likes of Essence charging for paper bags. Yes. And now you have the likes of Claire's, formerly Claire's Accessories, charging for a small bag. Like, you know, like not, I'm not talking about a big
carrier
bag.
Like when you
bag.
Put sweets in.
Exactly. Right. And then New Look were charging for it. And actually on the New Look website, they have a reference to it. So they say, on the New Look website, they say, in line with legislation in Ireland and to help reduce carrier bag waste, we introduced paper bags to our Irish stores as of the 30th of July 2023. So it's more than nearly a year old. But the thing that really
bugs me about this... What's the legislation they're referring to?
It's nothing.
All right.
That's the thing that really bugs me. In line with legislation in Ireland, it's important to tell your listeners, there is absolutely no legislation in Ireland whatsoever that governs paper bags. Okay. The only legislation is for the plastic bags, and there was the 22 cent levy on plastic bags. And of course, all the big supermarkets got around that by starting to charge, by getting rid of their cheap 22 cent plastic bags, which were revenue neutral, but the money would have been used to contribute to environmental measures by the state. So instead, they started charging 70 cent and 99 cent for their
plastic bags, which they claimed were bag for life.
And by charging that higher amount, they didn't have to pay the 22 cent to the government.
Can I just talk to you about this one before we get back to paper bags? Now they have a sort of a biodegradable plastic bag that they charge 72 cent for.
That's right.
But if you have any weight in it at all, the handles break.
They're useless. And the thing is, you know, the reason why, like those biodegradable bags that they're so environmentally friendly, like they shouldn't be charging that much for them anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
But the reality is
that once one jumps and gets away with it, and effectively that's what happened, they all jump and they all get away with it. And I think, unfortunately, this is the world in which we live. And it's very difficult to argue against it. It's very difficult to combat it. Because
I find it easy enough to argue against it.
Well, argue it, yeah.
Yeah, I think I told this story before, but I was in buying a gift. The gift was a piece of pottery of sorts. It was over 40 euro.
Yeah.
One piece, like the size of a cup, put in the bag, and then she said it was 30 cent for the bag, right? So I said, what? You know, and I was indignant, and that's not fair because it wasn't her decision. It was a policy thing. But after that, I thought to myself, if I go online and I'm shopping, right, if something is priced over a certain amount, shipping is free.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, could they not do the same for paper bags? Like if this lady was in Claire's and she spent over 20 euro, for example, the bag should be free, should it not?
Yeah, but what they will say, and again, this is the thing that really bugs me, they'll say, oh, well, listen, we'd prefer if you didn't use the bag at all. Because that's more environmentally friendly.
Right.
And if you don't use a bag, and if you bring your own bag, well, then you're doing your bit for the environment, we're doing your bit for the environment. But the reality is people shop for clothes and for accessories and for gifts in a different way to how you shop for groceries.
Yes.
You go into your big supermarket to do your big shop and you bring your bags in because you know, I'm going in to buy 100 euros worth of groceries. I'm going to need 6 bags. I bring them in. When you go into town on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Tuesday, you're just kind of you're window shopping, and then you see something you like, and you're not going to have your bag to hand, and also you're probably not going to squeeze this brand new jacket that you've just bought into your manky old Tesco bag that might have the detritus of your last week's big shop.
Yes, so it's just and the smell of mackerel off it.
It makes absolutely no sense, but they're doing it as a revenue generator, despite what they say, because they'll say, oh, well, it's cost neutral. The bags cost X and we're charging pretty much what the bags cost. And the bags are probably expensive. Like I priced them today on one of those office supply shops and they were surprisingly dear. Like depending on the bag, there was multiple ranges. But I was like, oh gosh, you wouldn't have thought they'd cost that much. Like 10, 12, 14 cent per bag. And some of them
were, but if you're buying thousands.
But if you're buying thousands of them, they're not going to cost that much. And also, it should be built into your business model.
And here's another point from Mary in Galway. We are paying to advertise the shop by paying for the paper bag. Their logo was on it. It's us paying for their advertising.
I've heard that a lot, but again, you could argue that people who buy Nike jumpers are you know, whatever, they're advertising that stuff too.
Geraldine, I was charged 25 cent for a small paper bag in New Look, Dunleary last Friday. Yes. And paper bags disintegrate in the rain. That's fair enough. So that's it then. Well, it's a done deal, isn't it?
I suspect that it's just going to get worse. And I suspect that eventually, like, because it'll be one of those things that what seems odd now will seem commonplace years from now. I remember years ago writing about a petrol forecourt charging five pence, 10 pence for air. And I remember our readers
were, some air?
Our readers were horrified that you had to put in 10 cent and you got the access to the machine for a minute. Yeah. And like air is free.
Yes.
But now, more often than not, the thing that used to be free, we now pay for.
I understand that because you're sort of paying for the hire of their equipment.
But you're also probably going to go into the shop, buy coffee and a packet of biscuits or whatever it might be. So these are things that should be built into the business model of these retailers.
How about we canvas, not that we ever do, but how about we canvas for, you know, if you get over a minimum charge that the paper bag should be free.
Or else if they could just be honest and say we're doing it because it'll
increase
our profits.
Yeah, but they're hardly going to say that. Connor, thanks very much. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Connor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on Drive Time. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.